Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 330, and following that we sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 330. I will not hurt myself again today. Let us this day accept forgiveness as our only function. Why should we attack our minds and give them images of pain? Why should we teach them they are powerless when God holds out His power and His love and bids them take what is already theirs? The mind that is made willing to accept God's gift has been restored to spirit and extends its freedom and its joy, as is the will of God united with its own. The self which God created cannot sin and therefore cannot suffer. Let us choose today that He be our identity. And thus escape forever from all things the dream of fear appears to offer us. Father, your Son cannot be hurt. And if we think we suffer, we but fail to know our own identity we share with you. We would return to it today, our true identity, to be made free forever from all our mistakes, and to be saved from what we thought we were. Amen. I am reading this lesson after having just come from A Course in Miracles class that we have daily, and the section we read today was The Borderland. And in the section The Borderland, it talks about forgiveness is a tool we use to let go of the illusion, like this lesson is saying. Forgiveness is how we let go of the illusion. We use forgiveness to teach ourselves that we're forgiven. By forgiving another, we see forgiveness is possible, that error that error is all that's going on. And when we can see there's no sin in another, we can then see there's no sin in ourself and see the innocence in ourselves to forgive ourselves. It's like the hand that is erasing all the words on a chalkboard, and then it erases itself. That's what this tool, forgiveness, is. We allow ourselves to erase the sin we see in others, and then we turn around and erase the sin we thought we saw in ourselves as well. Until even the idea of forgiveness is unnecessary. Because the idea of sin no longer exists. The Circle of Atonement gives another example of choice. When this lesson says, I will not hurt myself again today, this hurting of ourselves comes from believing in the choice. And in the illusion, it looks like there's 50 walnut shells turned upside down. And one of them has a pea, and we're trying to pick the one with the pea. But in the borderland, in the truth, there's two shells only. And they're made of glass, so you can see through. One of them's truth, and one of them's not truth. And you see which one is truth. And the other shell simply disappears. There is no choice. Truth is truth. I will not hurt myself again today by believing in all the false choices. Holy Spirit, my higher self, the truth within, help me today to accept forgiveness as my only function. Help me today when I believe there are multiple choices to choose from and see that there is only one. And it's already been made. Help me to want, to desire, beyond all else, to not hurt myself today, and to find forgiveness in my heart. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we settle into a comfortable position, allowing the mind to quiet down. Simply relax and rest. For the next few minutes, there's nothing to do, nowhere to go. nothing to fix. We give this gift of relaxation and rest. Allowing the mind to quiet down. Our purpose today is only forgiveness. We let go of all of the roles and responsibilities. Everything the world has laid upon us and we have taken on. We let all that slip away. We can pick it up when we leave, but for now we let it slip away. If there's a resistance to letting that all just be there, of no consequence to us right now, if there is resistance, then remember why you're here. And forgive the mind for resisting. How would it feel right now, in this moment, if you were completely free of all your concepts and thoughts and emotions, completely clear? Feel the body relax, the mind relax in this completely clear state. And from this state, how would it feel right now, in this moment? To have a core of only love. How does it feel right now to know only love? The strength, the joy, the safety, the peace. The stillness of love. Thank you for joining with me today in the stillness and the core of what we are. A place where only love exists. Namaste.